often ask myself, would you run for office? And I've considered it. I would consider running for office at some point. But then I think, you know, could I really do that? This bureaucratic machine. Ivy says I would go crazy. She might be right. Katie Ness is a Michigan candidate for the 103rd state representative seat. Katie, good to have you on the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So what compelled you? What was the motivational factor? I mean, I've considered it. I think we all have. If I were king for a day type idea, right? What got you to decide to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, I mean, I will say I was content to be a stay-at-home mom, and I worked a business from home, and I was happy to garden and take care of my kids. But if the pandemic and the lockdown taught us anything, it taught me at least how quickly people are willing to let go of their freedoms and even attack each other for a false sense of security. And it really started with one day being at the post office and having a great conversation with the postal worker, and the next day having him turn me away and not talking to me because I wasn't wearing a mask. And in one day, nothing changed, but yet everything changed. And I think as society, we've lost our sense of humanity. So we need to understand as a government what our role is and what the Constitution stands for. And so I am running to bring common sense back to American government in Michigan.
All right. So currently, the seat is held by whom?
Democrat Betsy Cofia.
All right. So
Bad Betsy, we call her.
Right. Just tell people where this district is. I know it's in the northwest part of the state, but just tell people where it is.
Sure. Well, it's northern Michigan. It's beautiful up here. It would be if you did the traditional, if you're in Michigan, you've seen the hand. Everybody uses the hand as the map. It would be up by where the pinky is. I'm going to do it. So if you have your, it'd be up, let's see, about in here. It's backwards. So we're up north.
Does it include Traverse City? Does it include Traverse City?
Yeah, so it's Traverse City, Leelanau County, and parts of Benzie County.
So then my question becomes, how difficult is it? I mean, there was a Republican there from 2011 through 2023 until Betsy got the position. How tough is it for it to be a red district?
I don't think it's going to be tough at all. I think that the redistricting made the district maybe a little more blue because the redistricting happened just recently. But I don't think it's going to be difficult, especially because Betsy ran on a moderate platform saying that she will represent all the people. But however, in Lansing, she is only representing the very liberal left in Lansing and is in lockstep with everything that Governor Whitmer's agenda is.
So what are your priorities then? Yeah, I mean, there's no question that the Republicans very much want to get the House back and the Senate back. The Democrats had a one-seat advantage, right? And with that one-seat advantage, we're able to... or a two-seat advantage, I guess, as it were, were able to basically ram everything through, ram every wild leftist idea through, and they did it. They stuck to their guns and they did it. They didn't even include Republicans in the conversation oftentimes.
Yeah, it was appalling. I've been in Lansing and watching the floor and the way that they behaved. They don't even follow proper decorum in the hearings. And several Republicans have been punished for voting wrong and not even allowed on committees. So their whole representation is not even heard in Lansing because the Democrat speaker has refused committee assignments. He has even fired staffers for parts of the Republican Party. So they have run roughshod over Lansing. They have made it a joke and have taken every single radical policy that has been sitting on their shelf for decades and has been running it through without any representation from the Republican Party. They simply proven, along with Bad Betsy, she just doesn't care.
So, all right, what is the field like? Is it just you, or are there other people in the race here? Just bring us up to speed and give me an idea what it's going to look like up there.
Yeah, so there are two other Republican candidates running. I am the grassroots conservative candidate and proud to be so because we have to follow our Constitution. And I am not interested in being a politician. I'm interested in being a stateswoman and to represent the people. And I'm not interested in bureaucracies or lobbyists. I just want to represent what the people want. And so that is my platform. And to get back to the Constitution, it's clear that the government is hired and employed by the people. And if we don't start representing what the people want, they're going to continue to have mistrust in our government. And we need to restore that.
All right, Katie Ness, that primary coming up August 6, 2024. August 6 is the primary date, what I have here. We wish you well in your pursuit. And we look forward to talking to you again. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
There you have it. Big election year. What's going to happen in Michigan? Nobody's sure because it's so close across the board in so many places. According to Real Clear Politics, Michigan now, one of the tightest of the battleground states, Michigan and Wisconsin, both less than a point separating them. Pennsylvania getting wider. What's happening? Politics. Politics is happening. All right. I'm going to take a break here. Still to come, we're going to have a conversation about the budget bills that are coming up. We're not done here. We're going to have more on that with Donnie Steele, a state representative from District 54. It's all coming up on the Steve Gruber Show. You want to know how your money is being spent? How are they moving your money around in Lansing? Well, we'll tell you when I get back. Don't go anywhere.